This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen recently reported from an event where Denver donated bison to several tribes. Our Living Lands producer Daniel Spalding talked to Cohen about the experience.
Can you describe the event and what were the bison like up close?
Yeah, so this event took place at one of Denver's mountain park properties in the foothills west of the city. And as you drive up, you can see the bison roaming the property, and it was snowing pretty heavily, so they had these white streaks on top of their coats. And then some of the animals were gathered in a pen waiting to be loaded onto trailers. And then inside a barn, there was a ceremony going on that was led by some indigenous people in the Denver area and also the tribal representatives from the four tribes or organizations that were receiving bison that day.
You know, it sounds like a pretty powerful and emotional event. Can you say more about that and what you heard from people that were attending?
The ceremonial aspect was a big part of this event, and so inside there was a large drum circle and songs of gratitude and healing. And then there was also a prayer offered for the safe travel of the animals. People were asked not to record the ceremony with their phones, which I think really underscored that it was something very sacred for the communities involved. And then afterwards, some of the tribal representatives or organizations that were receiving bison, they spoke about what it meant to them to be taking the animals home with them.
It seems notable that this transfer was a gift from Denver. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's one of the more interesting parts of the story that the city of Denver has actually managed two bison herds in its mountain parks for almost a century. Or I guess it's been a little more than a century. And so for a long time, when the herd got too big, the animals were auctioned to ranchers. But about 6 years ago, the city changed its policy. And now instead of selling the surplus bison, Denver donates them to tribal nations and native-led organizations. And since then, more than 170 animals have gone to tribes across the region.
And this is part of a larger movement of returning buffalo to indigenous lands and communities. Can you tell us a little bit more about that context?
Tribes are increasingly leading efforts to bring bison back, and you know, not just as wildlife, but also as parts of cultural restoration and food sovereignty. And organizations like the Intertribal Buffalo Council now work with dozens of tribes to either start their own herds or expand herds. And one challenge is that, you know, conservation bison, they're still relatively rare, especially compared to historic numbers. And so many animals have cattle genetics from historic crossbreeding. And so that's kind of where transfers like the one in Denver come into play, because they help tribes that are restoring bison diversify the gene pool, and that strengthens the overall health of the herds that tribes are building.
And for the final question, is there anything else that you would like to share about your reporting with our listeners?
One thing that stood out to me is that bison restoration is an ongoing process, and some tribes that have had bison herds for several years still have even more plans for how they would love to manage the herds and integrate the animals into their communities in the future. So, for example, the Navajo Nation, which received bison this year in this transfer from Denver, owns a ranch in southern Colorado, and they raise bison for meat, and they're starting a food sovereignty pilot program to provide bison meat directly to tribal members. And, you know, maybe in the future that could include elders and school children. And so what I heard was that, you know, bringing bison back to tribal lands for many tribes is a first step towards really integrating them back into the communities and just like the overall vision for the return of these animals.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.